You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Seattle Mariners are very much in wildcard contention, even though the division race appears to be largely over. But a lot has to go right for the Mariners from now until the end of the season. So let's talk about that with Greg Johns. I'm Allison Futter. Greg, we talked about this last week. They were entering kind of a crucial stretch, a lot of division opponents, one being the Texas Rangers. and they've been struggling. They have not won a lot of games in the last week. But I guess when you look at those wild card standings, they have to feel pretty good about where they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, you'd feel a lot better if you're playing better right now. That's for sure. It feels like, you know, the way I kind of look at it is, if you ever watched the start of a sailing regatta where everybody tries to line up before the start of the race and they kind of get, you know, jockeying for positions, and then they hit September in baseball and boom, you're on the run, and that's kind of where they are now. They're one of the ships not heading full steam toward that start line, which is kind of difficult for in their position. You know, they've lost five of the last six, kind of stubbed their toe in Chicago and lost the opener at Texas. So, yeah, they certainly would wish they were playing better. They run into some pretty good pitching, and their offense kind of hit a lull at a bad time. But certainly with the way the schedule is set up in September, some pretty favorable matchups, some pretty good home series, a lot more games at home than on the road, 17 in the last 29 at home, and a chance to play some teams with losing records in the Angels, A's, and Twins. They really got to make some hay there, I would think, and then a chance to play Texas and Houston quite a bit in that last month. So need to play well against the teams they're fighting with and make some ground up against those teams that are down at the bottom. So, yeah, I certainly you like where they sit with the chance going into September. You wish they were playing a little better right now, that's for sure, Allison.
Yeah, they kind of need this is when the momentum sort of starts for the teams that are really going to make it at the end. They sort of catch fire a little bit, and you don't see a lot of stumbling blocks, but it is still kind of too early to see exactly what's going to happen in those last few weeks. But I thought it was an interesting story that you wrote in the last couple of days, and these numbers are going to be a little bit outdated just because I think I took these notes yesterday. But they really struggle against left-handed pitchers. Their lineup is obviously heavy on the left-handed hitters, and the right-handed hitters, they're just really not doing that well. So their record actually is not that surprising when you look at that. But they're 20-28 versus lefties and 48-34 versus right-handers. So that is a big difference, and not what you really want to see, right? Because there's a lot of pitching stats, it seems like, in the division, especially, that are kind of left-handed.
Certainly, they got tonight, as we sit here, they're going to face Cole Hamels, another good lefty, and Martin Perez tomorrow for the Rangers. Teams, certainly, if they can, lining up lefties to face Seattle. And, you know, that's an issue that they've known, you know, for a couple of years. And DePoto tried to balance things out by bringing in, you know, Deho Lee and certainly Franklin Gutierrez, a guy that they counted on as a right-handed stick in a platoon situation. You know, those two guys, they really have to counter that, you know, lefty-leaning lineup they've got. You know, they rely a lot on, obviously, Cano and Seager in the middle of that thing, and they like Seth Smith and Leonis Martin and Ketel Marte as a switch hitter, is a guy a little better from that side. So, you know, they've tried to balance that out. You got Nelson Cruz in the middle of that lineup, but if you actually look at his numbers, he's pretty even against left and right. So, and they haven't gotten a huge, you know, push from where they'd hoped for with Deho. Certainly has struggled even since they brought him back. And their catchers, you know, it's funny, Allison, you talk about momentum. I think we sat here on the podcast a week ago talking about how Mike Zunino has been a difference maker. And I think since we talked, I know in the last week he's 0 for 19 with 12 strikeouts. You know, the nature of baseball.
He's oh, no.
We put the old hex on Mike. But yeah, it's the nature of baseball. And one of the guys that, you know, that count off on that right side to kind of help out is his hit a rough stretch. So, you know, it surges in tides. It ebbs and flows in baseball. And you see the Astros and Royals are on hot streaks right now. And Seattle has certainly had their share of hot streaks. In fact, they were on a big one right before they hit this downstretch. You know, I think they'd won, you know, 10 or 12 there going into this stretch. So they're certainly capable, and, you know, they just got to hit that surge. And like I said, I think it is set up for they could do that in September. Certainly that would be interesting to hit that final month. And getting some games that mean something down the stretch would be huge for this franchise.
So the Mariners had already used a franchise record 29 pitchers this season when they added two more arms to the bullpen over the weekend. So were these, that was kind of significant, right? You're having to shake up the bullpen again?
It seems to be what Jerry DePoto does. He's remade this bullpen. I think we're on three evolutions now. And you talk about two arms. Really, the joke is, I guess they added three arms. If you count Vendetti, it comes in, you're throwing left and right. It's the ambidextrous one. So, yeah, Dan Altavilla, quite an eye-opener. When he came up, they brought him up from Double-A Jackson. The kid throws 100 miles an hour on his first out and goes 1-2-3 against the White Sox, heart of their lineup in his first outing on Saturday. So yeah, flashing a little like Edwin Diaz, only totally opposite. Diaz like a thin whippet guy that with the live arm, and Altavilla looks like a weightlifter, a linebacker type. And but they both kind of made that jump from Double-A. They both converted starters this year that went to the bullpen and throw real hard. So they got another power arm there in Altavilla. And then Tony Vendetta, one of the most fascinating stories in baseball, the ambidextrous pitcher that came in last night, his first appearance for Seattle, and strikes out five, two from the left, three from the right, and it's just fascinating to see a guy that switches gloves batter to batter and switches arms, puts that unique six-fingered glove he's got, he can go either hand on, and he was dealing last night. They did a nice job after Iwakuma got roughed up. So, yeah, a couple, they just kind of keep shuffling the pieces there in the bullpen. Tom Wilhelmsen went down with a back injury, and they brought up these guys. They got a chance to add some more, Allison, coming up in September. They'll probably bring up Evan Scribner, who's been out all year. He's coming back from a lat injury, could kind of give him a boost. Drew Storen's going to come off the DL first couple of days of September. Wilhelmsen should be back. And Tony Zick would also be coming back. So they're going to kind of go with a lot of arms, I think, in September in that bullpen and just kind of ride the hot hands as they go.
And with Vendette, not only is he ambidextrous, but remember that newspaper headline from within the, what was it, last year, that he's also amphibious.
Amphibious, the amphibious reliever.
he can also breathe underwater, Greg. This is very important stuff.
Some headline writer and copy editors were, I don't know if they're still working, but one of the great lines in the, certainly makes us all laugh, the amphibious reliever. So, yeah, I think Vendetti's heard them all, and that's certainly one of them. He seems like a great guy and certainly an interesting guy that bringing to that bullpen. So we'll see how he does. I mean, he doesn't have a huge track record in the majors, but he looked effective last night, so we'll see how that goes.
Is he so? He's not allowed to switch.
Austin, I lost you there. I think. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Did you ask me?
Am I there? Okay.
In the
was that what? Yeah, I lost you for a second too. Danny can splice this together. So, is it the rule that he can't switch hands during the same pitching to the same batter, right? But he can switch hands during this same inning.
Correct. Before each batter, he has to indicate to the umpire which hand he's going to throw with. And, that's generally not an issue with guys that are either left-handed or right-handed. But when he faces a switch hitter, there is a question. If that guy comes to the plate, they look to the mound. He's the one that makes the decision. And then, the batter has a choice. So last night, for instance, Carlos Beltran came up for the Rangers, a switch hitter, and Vendetti indicated he was going to go right-handed. And so Beltran hit left and basically off their splits. They felt that was a better matchup. So, but essentially last year he faced, I remember he was with the A's and he pitched against the Mariners and Ketel Marte, their switch hitter. One at bat, he went right-handed and Marte doubled. So the next time Marte came up, he went with the other hand. So he certainly, has different weapons he can go with. I talked to him about that. He said, shoot, we couldn't get Marte out last year. Didn't matter which arm I was throwing with. So he kind of caught Marte when he was hot. But, yeah, it's fascinating, I think, how a guy can be out there pitching competitively at the major league level with either arm. I think it's crazy. And, of course, it's only happened, once, really in the past 100 years. There was a guy named Greg Harris, was a longtime reliever, pitcher for the Expos, and liked to throw with his offhand. I think he was a right-hander. And in his last game of his career, they let him throw with his other arm, and he threw to two batters. And he's the only guy that's done that since the late 1800s. There was a pitcher who threw quite a bit with both arms. But, you know, so Vendetti is really a unique story. And, you know, it's fun to watch him. You can't even see it when he switches the glove. It's kind of seamless with it. And, you know, he just goes back and forth. I was watching him warm up in the bullpen. It's interesting. He's warming up for the first time. I'm looking at him. He's throwing left-handed. And I glance back up, and he's throwing right-handed. And I asked him afterwards, you know, how many pitches do you throw either way? And he said, well, it just depends how I'm feeling. If one side feels good, I'll switch the other and get that squared away. And it's really, there's no set rule. Once I feel good, I go to the other one. And, you know, there's a ton of interesting things like that. Last night, the Rangers had a lot of left, right. They were going back and forth both ways. And I asked him, I said, that must be hard to get in a groove if you're constantly switching. And he said, actually, that's best for me, because if you face seven right-handers in a row and you're not throwing with the opposite arm, you know, you kind of lose your feel for it. So he actually likes it when they go back and forth and he's able to keep both arms going. So I just like I said, it's fascinating to me, and I'm gonna enjoy however many times he pitches. I just like talking with him about it, and I think fans will enjoy seeing it as well.
All right, good stuff, Greg. Appreciate it. Always enjoy talking to you. We'll catch up with you next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.